Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang Dhammang Sanghang Namasami. I heard a very encouraging thing that Ajahn Brahm said last week in his talk. Towards the end of the talk, he said, keep your mind bright and shiny and you'll be protected. Well, I suppose in these days we all seek protection, but what does that have to do with a bright and shiny mind? And then it made me in brief, think of the Ratana Sutta. At the very beginning of the Ratana Sutta, the Buddha addresses the devas, the celestial and terrestrial devas. And I don't remember any other place. I'm not a great scholar in the suttas, but I don't remember any other place where the Buddha talks about humans giving offerings day and night to the devas. At any rate, he encourages the devas to guard and take care of the humans who give them offerings day and night, and be kind to them. Now, what does he mean by that, and what does that have to do with the rest of the sutta? This isn't a sutta talk, but in the context of the sutta, I would myself, and I realized this only recently, I would tend to interpret the devas as both devas and also our good qualities, which we want to polish and shine up in order to reach enlightenment. And so the good qualities, you might say, for instance, the paramis. Another good quality, of course, is meditation, and meditation is a way of brightening these. And of course, monks and other people do meditation both day and night. And these are the offerings to the devas that keep them bright and shiny. And when the mind is bright and shiny, that's where the devas come. When the mind is filled with darkness and despair and hatred and so on, then the devas stay away. So to keep yourself guarded, practice the meditation and the other paramis, all the good qualities that you know of. Be kind, especially, and your mind will be bright and shiny. And as Ajahn Brahm said, you'll be guarded. Your heart, mind will be guarded. So now, to practice this, we'll start now with a meditation, a half hour meditation, and I will talk about Anapanasati in-out breath. If you wish to do some other meditation, like metta all the time, just go ahead and do it and you can start. Otherwise, everybody take a deep breath and relax your whole body, going from the top to top of the head, down through the face and the neck and the shoulders, and let the tension go out the arms and the fingers. Going down the torso, down through the thighs and the lower legs, and all that tension just going out the soles of the feet. And you may need to do this a couple of more times to feel really relaxed. You want to be really in a calm, relaxed place, first of all. So do that, and then we will start awareness of the in-out breath. So what are we paying attention to? Those who have done this before know we pay attention to the inhale, the pause, the exhale, and the pause. And anything else that our sati is aware of anything else that we see and remember to see during the meditation itself. And now, if some people are daunted by the idea of doing a half hour of Anapanasati, just remember an encouraging saying that you've all heard, a journey of 1,000 steps starts with the first step. So just meditate on the first breath. Don't meditate for 1,000 breaths or for 30 minutes. Just meditate, just determine that I will meditate on the first breath, the whole first breath. And when that breath is over, then quickly determine, very quickly determine that you'll do another breath and continue on that way if you need to, so that you keep yourself focused and on the breath. And once in a while, I'll say something to keep you on the track about breathing and so on. So it's 8 past, 10 past 8. So we'll start now. Out breath. In breath. In breath. Pause. Out breath. In breath. Pause, out breath. In, out. Now you will want to go at your own pace. I can't necessarily keep up with your breathing or slow it down to be exactly where you are. So I will have to stop talking about the breathing and just breathe along with you. So take a nice in-breath, pause, out-breath, pause, in-breath, pause, out-breath, and so on. Don't let your mind slip away so early. Keep your mind focused on the breathing. In breath, out breath. Then a new determination very quickly for the next breath. In breath and out breath. Focus on all the parts of the breath, the pauses, how long they take, how they differ. As time goes on, do they get faster? What's the pace? Do they get slower? You can find out all these things and see them if you keep your mind focused on the in and out breath. So breathe in and out. In, out. If words are coming into your meditation, look away from the words, see that they have come, turn back to the meditation. Keep your head straight on your neck. Keep your back as straight as possible. If you become sleepy during the meditation, you can stand. Standing meditation is one posture. Enjoy this pure air that's coming in and going out. The air carries a kind of energy. Some call it prana and other things. Let that energy in. And let the mind become bright. Just the mind, just the breath. Let a tingling come, if you can. Let it come with the breath into the body. If you tend to fall in scenarios, long scenarios about little plays that you have in your mind, and you're saying something and the other person or people are saying other things and it goes back and forth, just be aware of that and see that you're doing that and then let it go. Don't push it away, don't become upset. Don't worry that your meditation isn't going the way that you planned. It's all part of the meditation and seeing what the mind is and what the mind has to offer. Sometimes it offers things that we really don't want to look at during this time. In and out. If you become tense somewhere in your body, let that go. See the tension. If you have a pain somewhere in your knee or some other place, try to let that go, unless it won't go away by itself, and then finally you'll have to reposition. Return to the breath. Feel the freshness of the breath, bringing this energy into you. Let your mind shine and be bright. Let the good qualities in you come to the fore. Return to the breath if you've slipped off the track. In, out. We cultivate the good qualities in us, just like we would cultivate a garden. Keep the mind bright and shining. Let the devas be attracted. Remember, they will guard you. Keep your back straight with the head balanced right on top of the neck. Don't let it drop forward. Let any tension flow out of the face and the neck and the shoulders. Once in a while, you can take a deep breath in and hold it a bit, then release it. Keep the mind fully awake and focused on the breath. The inhale, the pause. The exhale, the pause. Ride the breath. Bring your wandering mind back to the meditation, back to the breathing. Inhale, exhale. If noises are disturbing you or anything else, just look at it, note it, and let yourself return to the breathing. Feel that energy, that fresh, new energy flowing into your body with every inhale. Feel your mind growing bright. Stay with the breath. Don't let the thoughts fly away. Don't think about what you have to do next. Don't plan. There is no next, only another breath. Focus on one breath at a time and nothing else. Now, in this last minute or so, if you wish, you can add metta to your meditation. However you wish to say it, with your breath, may I be happy. In and out, may I be happy. And this will conclude our meditation. May all beings be happy. Thank you.